Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
My name is Kimberly Cummins, MA graduate of the Faculty of Culture, Creative and Performing Arts at the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus, which is celebrating 60 years in 2023. On this day, October 9, 1833, a newspaper called The Barbadian published the act declaring that slavery would be abolished and made unlawful throughout the British colonies. The official announcement, which was made by King William IV at the Court of Westminster on September 4th, following the passing of an Act of Parliament, noted that the act would take effect on August 1, 1834. To prevent any misapprehension or disobedience that might arise among the enslaved, the act stressed that until such time, the existing laws that governed the slaves within the colony would remain enforced and unaltered by the said Act of Parliament. The act read, quote, "All persons now in the state of slavery in the said colonies do until the first day of August 1834 continue peaceably to perform duties owing to them as such slaves to their respective masters," unquote. Upon August 1st, 1834, all people of the full age of 6 years or upward would, in virtue of the act, become apprentice laborers in the service of the persons previously entitled to their services as slaves. Those under 6 years old would receive their freedom on August 1st, 1834. The declaration noted that the apprenticeship of such laborers would be terminated on the first day of August 1840 or on the first day of August 1838, according to the mature and description of the employment in which such laborers were engaged, as in the said act set forth. And it was explained that during their training periods, apprentice laborers would be bound by law to labor in the service of their respective employers. To manage the operation of the system, the Act made provision for the appointment of special magistrates to be paid £300 sterling per annum to arbitrate disputes between apprentices and employers. In his proclamation, King William also made it very clear that by way of the Act, commissioners would be appointed in their respective territories to ensure that former slave owners who were entitled to the services of the manumitted slaves would be compensated to the tune of £20 million for their losses. The enslaved persons, however, got no compensation for the years of enslavement and brutality. The news that the British Parliament passed an act to emancipate the enslaved people throughout the colonies on August 1, 1834, was published in the Barbadian on this day, October 9, 1833.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.